Hi, I'm Paul Yuknovich, Group Program Manager for the Azure SDK and Tools Engineering Group. I'm excited to take a quick lap around what's new in our Azure SDK 2.5 and the tools for Visual Studio 2015. Specifically, in today's video, we will cover the tools that you use to dev and test applications in Azure. These are the tools that we use to build applications for the cloud, the capabilities such as powerful cloud diagnostics, cloud code analysis, and the integration of the tools with the cloud application lifecycle. Now let's get started by jumping into the demos. Let's get started. The first thing I need to do is get my IDE connected to Azure. In the right-hand corner, I can see the IDE is already signed in as me into my user profile in Team Foundation Server in Visual Studio Online. This is now connected to my Azure subscriptions as well. I can also get connected in the Tools menu and in several entry points in the Server Explorer, here as well as here. Once I'm connected, I can always come back and manage my subscriptions. One thing that's new is I can support multiple sign-in accounts and multiple subscriptions per account. And when I have large numbers of resources in my subscriptions, I have the ability to filter out subscriptions or filter out regions or data centers. Let's take a look at some resources in my subscription. So in my websites, I can do common dev test tasks. For example, working with diagnostics, viewing in browser, or even going to the management portal. In the management portal, I can see the dashboard for that resource that I just viewed. One interesting thing that I'm looking at is, as an MSDN subscriber, I even have some monetary credits that I've already paid for that can be applied at any time for my dev test usage. So this is something, if you have MSDN, I recommend you take advantage of it. Let's go ahead and create a project inside of Visual Studio, and we'll start building a cloud application. So we'll go to File, New, Project. I can see multiple new options in the web category. I have the vNext of ASP.NET, ASP.NET V5. I also have several new cloud options, including cloud service, cloud deployment project, Azure Web Job, and ASP.NET application, all living inside the cloud node. We'll create a web application. By default, I can now add app insights monitoring. I also can create a dev test environment in Azure. This can be hosted in a website or in a virtual machine. Visual Studio will create that for you. I can also change my authentication options. I'll show you something new we can do in a little bit. We'll hit OK and start creating the application. One option I have is to choose which website I'll create the dev test environment in. I'll pick the default, and I can pick any data center. I'll pick the one closest to me, and I'll hit OK. I can see that my web application is created. And I also have a solution folder that contains my publishing and environment scripts. I have configurations, one for each environment. In this case, I have the dev environment. I also have a battle-hardened PowerShell script that can actually do the push to Windows Azure websites or to virtual machines. This makes it possible to integrate this scripting. With these configuration scripts, I can run a continuous integration process for my local machine. I can also integrate these scripts with Visual Studio Online or with my favorite CI product. Some additional things that I'd like to do when I'm building my application, I'd like to connect to services. Now we have an updated ability to connect to services. I can right-click on a project, add connected service. We have a set of providers from Microsoft and third parties, including Salesforce. And that lets me pick a service and simply configure it. In this case, the dialog is inspecting all my subscriptions in Azure, and it's showing me the Azure storage accounts I can program against. I'll pick the right one, and I'll click Add. At this point, Visual Studio is doing the heavy lifting for me. It's configuring my project with connection strings securely. It's giving me lifecycle configuration, and it's bringing down all of the latest packages that let me connect to that service. Another helpful thing the tool does is it pops up an online documentation page that makes it incredibly easy to find the most common code snippets that I'll do for common tasks. And this makes it really easy to get going building my application. Another common task in a business app is to configure the application for Azure Active Directory or for Enterprise Sign-In. We can do this by right-clicking on the project, configure AD authentication. We'll use the same connected service infrastructure. In this case, we can configure this application to connect to a particular AD domain. As the help link shows, we can look for that domain in the portal. So we'll pick Active Directory. We'll look at a particular dev test directory. Grab the domain from here. Paste that back into the tool and hit finish. At this point, as a dev or a tester, I can register this tier of my application as an Active Directory application. And when I go ahead and F5 this application, it will be configured to prompt for sign-in, and it will use the sign-in provider that I've selected. I also get the Getting Started page, just like we saw with storage. In this case, I get the snippet of markup that'll make it really easy to embed a sign-in or a sign-out control in my web page. Let's start the application. I can see the browser's loaded, and instead of getting right to that default homepage of my web app, I'm actually redirected to a sign-in page, which is what I expect. I'll click the sign-in identity that I'd want to use, provide my credentials, and after being properly authenticated, I can see that I need to consent. And once approving that consent, I've done a full enterprise single sign-on. Let's switch gear and diagnose a cloud application. So the first thing that I want to do is just get my ambient errors and get my exceptions. Now, by default, all of our cloud applications, cloud services and IaaS applications, are wired up to do diagnostics by default. So if I want to view the diagnostics data, all I need to do is go to the Server Explorer, right-click on any particular service and service instance, and view diagnostics data. If I'm in the situation where I still haven't enabled diagnostics for some reason, I can always enable or disable diagnostics or update the diagnostics collection plan at any time. And this happens dynamically using a set of agents. Let's go ahead and view the diagnostics data. I can see the ambient errors, exceptions, and trace errors automatically in the summary. When I expand the event logs, I'm seeing a form of a startup error. In this case, I can see that I have a storage exception on initialization in the create if not exist part of the stack. And I think I know what that is because when I create a storage connection, I look at a config file to find the connection string, and I don't think I remember to initialize that in the cloud. All this data is actually saved in Azure Table Storage. So if I want to at any time look at all the raw data or do some queries over the data by a timestamp or by some other criteria, I can open the query builder and have a much more powerful experience for querying my diagnostics. In this version of Visual Studio and the Azure SDK, we enable a much more sophisticated form of diagnostics and logging. You can use something called ETW event sources. The event sources allow a developer to define logical events and logical stages of their application workflow. And we can use these stages and we can use these events IDs to describe and identify where you're at in your application in all tiers as you're diagnosing your app. So here we've defined an event source class. And by default, our diagnostic tooling can pick up this event source class and we can emit additional information called ETW traces. When I want to look at the ETW traces, I do just what I did before. I can right-click on an instance. I can view diagnostics data, and I can immediately see a summary of the ETW logs with valuable IDs and messages. I can also view all data, and again, I can see really helpful information like what was the task name where a particular error occurred, and what was the payload of data that was being sent at the time. Last but not least, when I experience a really tricky diagnostic scenario, I can go ahead and attach a debugger to that instance. In this case, we can debug all remote processes in our cloud service, ISVM, or website. Now that we've shown several diagnostics and debugging approaches, we want to show you some tools that we have that will help you avoid creating some of those scale issues in the first place. Let's open one of our business logic files. When I do that, I can see that some cloud code analysis is kicking in, detecting issues and suggesting some warnings and things that I should take action on. If I click this first one, this is referring to my storage shared access policy expiry time code. And based on our experience with customers and in the field and with support, we know that this should always be set to more than 5 minutes. Let's go ahead and change that. And automatically I can see that error going away. Second thing is that we set a start time to UTC now. That's actually not a practice that we recommend at all. If I hover over to the left-hand side, I can see that this code analysis rule will actually suggest a code fix that I can do. I can preview that in the preview pane, and if I like it, I can apply the fix. And this gives you the idea of how we can bring different code analysis rules to bear to help you learn about and fix common scale issues in a cloud application. Welcome back from the demo. Now that I've walked you through some of the new capabilities for Azure development, I want to recap with you the full list of features in the SDK 2.5 as shown here. This includes the cloud diagnostics capabilities we just demoed. As you can see, there's a lot more. This SDK is also compatible with Visual Studio 2012, 2013, and 2015. These features are ready for you today. And finally, here's a recap of the Azure development features that ship in Visual Studio 2015, such as our new tooling for web jobs. These features are available without an SDK and are just already part of your environment. I'd also like to remind that those of you with an MSDN subscription, you already have Azure benefits for DevTest, so we hope you will take advantage of it. Well, that's it for the video. For more information, check out the resources, and thank you for watching.